Bristol Place has had a bad reputation. It's a neighborhood where two streets were limited to one-way traffic for many years, a move meant to discourage people from coming in to find drugs and prostitutes. Its homes were mostly older rental properties, described by the city as housing of last resort, lived in by people with few other housing options due to poor credit or rent histories. Former Champaign City Councilwoman Karen Foster remembers making food deliveries to some Bristol Park residents for a local charity.
And personally saw some of the conditions of the homes in that neighborhood. And I felt that those residents, even though that may be where their home was, they were unsafe. It was not a safe condition to live in.
Foster now chairs a steering committee under Champaign's Neighborhood Services Department that offers input as the City of Champaign and the Housing Authority of Champaign County prepare to replace the old Bristol Place neighborhood with an entirely new development.
We're going to check out mailboxes. Hold back your enthusiasm.
Yeah.
On a recent hot summer day, steering committee members took a field trip visiting various housing developments around Champaign to study design features that might be used in the new Bristol Place. The field trip's route took steering committee members up Market Street and right past Bristol Place, where many properties have already been demolished.
It's going to be a landmark once they get done with it.
That's steering committee member Anthony Howell, a lifelong resident of the Beardsley Park neighborhood and president of its neighborhood association. Beardsley Park is just southwest of Bristol Place. Howell says he had his doubts about whether Bristol Place residents would be treated fairly by the city, but he believes they're acting in good faith and he's looking forward to the new development.
I think it's going to be a nice area that everybody can enjoy. If the people that moved out want to come back, I think they'd be all right over there.
Not everyone shares Howell's optimism. Terry Townsend is a former Housing Authority board member, a longtime local civil rights activist, and a longtime critic of the Bristol Place project. 5 years ago, when the city and Housing Authority were making plans for Bristol Place, Townsend tried to organize opposition to the project among neighborhood residents, who were being offered money to sell their homes or housing vouchers to move out of rental properties.
So I met with several residents, and they had asked me to back down, because they needed the money and they just were sick and tired of fighting the city. And so I did.
Townsend gave up his campaign against tearing down Bristol Place, but he still believes the reports of crime and poor housing conditions in the neighborhood were exaggerated and that the project amounts to breaking up a settled minority neighborhood for gentrification.
We're at danger here of using eminent domain and public works to remove and gentrify what appears to be the historical African-American community. Once you gentrify that neighborhood, where do those people go? They haven't answered that.
Eminent domain, when property owners are compelled by authorities to sell their properties for public projects, has been invoked for just a handful of properties in Bristol Place. And Champaign Neighborhood Programs Manager Carrie Wyman, you heard her earlier leading the steering committee field trip, says they would only compel residents and property owners to leave a neighborhood when conditions are really bad and unlikely to get better.
We hope that any neighborhood we can, you know, if we start seeing some of these same challenges, we hope that we can help turn that around before we get to this point. It was not a proud moment to ask for eminent domain. This is a difficult area to be in, and so we don't take that lightly.
Work on relocating the 130 or so residents of Bristol Place has been underway for some time. Wyman says the city provided extra assistance to help people move into homes that frequently commanded higher prices than their old homes. And those who move back to the new Bristol Place when it's built will find rent subsidies available for most units and a promise from the developer of a rent-to-own program that could turn tenants into homeowners in 15 years. And that's when the real test could begin for Bristol Place. Can the area remain free of crime and blight over the long haul once it's no longer owned and overseen by government agencies? Anthony Howell from Beardsley Park says yes, if residents are ready to work at it.
Everybody need to come together and keep their neighborhood free of crime. You know, you got to work together. Yeah, I know a lot of people say they don't want to work with the police and things like that, but If you want your area to be safe, you got to be instrumental in making your neighborhood safe. You got to be out there. Don't be afraid to open your mouth.
The old Bristol Place is being torn down right now, but funding to build the new Bristol Place is not assured. It depends on the city winning federal grants and state tax credits that it applied for just a few weeks ago. There's competition for that financial aid. And Carrie Wyman with the city says they won't know until the fall if they've won the funding. If they haven't, seven vacant blocks where Bristol Place once stood will have to wait a year for another chance at redevelopment. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.